Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
Hello and welcome to Rad Rolls. Our crew has had a long night's rest in a saloon ran by a few squirrels. Sounds strange, sounds outlandish, but oh yeah, it's true. This town is run by a few squirrels. Everyone has actually leveled up to level 4 overnight since they got enough experience for that, so our whole crew is up at a nice even non-prime number.
Four.
You all wake up to kind of this like jangling of cans. This kind of like jangling that you hear from outside of the door. You notice that none of these squirrels, as far as you can tell, are still in the saloon. I think you all probably propped yourself up in a number of booths and places within the saloon to get some rest. What are you all gonna do?
Do I still smell like ozone?
I mean, probably. But how long do you think that takes to get off?
I don't know if I have my sense of smell back either. I mean, I've probably suffered some acute nerve damage, but
he's got an interesting hairstyle now.
I've always had an interesting hairstyle. I'm nearly bald.
Yeah, but now it looks a lot fuller than it did before.
A lot sootier, maybe.
A little darker, yeah.
A little darker, a little scarred. Okay. Wait, what's the rattling? Is there windows? Can we check the window?
Yeah, you look outside and you see that there's like some metal cups that collect rainwater normally, and those are getting kind of like taken in and moved in by the squirrels. Anything metal is pretty much being taken out of the yard, where they are collecting the metal pieces together.
Fascinating. Okay, I'm not sure how aware Hazel is of exactly what was happening outside while she was inside, like laid up with one health point, but she may have heard something about lightning, and now she sees them bringing all their pieces of metal inside, trying to figure out if she's actually intelligent enough to figure out that might be in somehow might somehow.
Well, there's a great stat you could roll. It would be intelligence plus survival for a difficulty 2.
Sure, let's give it a try.
Can I roll this based off of my acute awareness?
Yeah, you just got struck by lightning, so maybe. 2 successes from Hazel, gonna 4 and an 18. Nice. I think that Abel's gonna...
I'll just do a assist. I'll try an assist.
2 successes is enough.
I was trying to milk some AP, but...
I'm going to let it slide because you actually did roll survival and endurance, Hazel, but I know your endurance score is actually probably lower than your
intelligence. It's incredibly low. Why would I do that?
I don't know why you're doing anything.
How did I actually pass that? My endurance is 5.
But you got 2 successes because you rolled under. Difficulty 2, I'll tell you that you do know that these squirrels are bringing in cans, and you can kind of feel it in the air. A storm is coming.
Kind of feel the barometer dropping a little bit. There's like that electrical charge in the air you get.
There's electricity in the air tonight, and you know it's a night of either death or romance.
So somebody's knee hurts. I mean,
well, in fairness, I'm a lot more familiar with death than romance. So I am going to tell everybody else, hey guys, you're seeing what I'm seeing, right?
Squirrels that talk.
Squirrels that talk and apparently are bringing in things that might get struck in a lightning storm. I think we're going to have a real bad time if we go outside in the next couple of hours.
especially me, I would think.
Well, you can't exactly unmetal yourself, so.
You guys know my story, right? Like, I don't want to risk getting struck by lightning again. What if it undoes everything that the first lightning did, which made me again? No, thank you. I do not want to be just the mindless robo-brain cleaning, sweeping up an army base. No, thank you.
Yeah, we would never let that be what happens to you permanently.
If it's any consolation, I don't feel much different after being, zapped.
After being, what?
Zapped.
That is no consolation. You are correct.
You get struck by lightning?
He did.
He's suddenly sitting up. It's like, what? Oh my God, you've been struck by lightning. What the hell?
I thought he was going to die.
I was there, but I really don't remember it.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, well, you look okay now, maybe?
Well, yeah, we gave him some water.
Yeah, I had some water. And then...
gave the guy who was electrocuted from the sky water.
His mouth was really dry.
Well, the lightning didn't give me any.
Okay, well, you look much better now.
Thank you, Miss Greenglass.
Maybe don't go outside anymore until we're sure that it's... until we see these little critters start putting... or sorry, these small people, and until we see them relaxing and putting their metal stuff back out, maybe we should find some other way to travel.
You all hear the doors to the saloon open. And it's actually a squirrel flying in all paws out and lands on the floor and says, "Oh, hi, good morning, y'all. How are y'all doing? Y'all sleep good?"
Yeah, we're good. I don't suppose you have any, coffee of some sort?
Oh, no. Squirrels don't drink the coffee. We're already squirrely enough. You see, that's a good joke. That's a good joke.
It's a pretty solid joke. I agree.
That's a solid joke. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. Wow. So, I've got good news and bad news. All right. Which one do you want first?
It's already kind of a dreary day. You can't really go hunting in a lightning storm. It's just not a good idea. So, is that the bad news, that we can't kill the Rat King today?
I've got good news then. You can kill him today. Yeah. The thing is, it's going to storm here soon. And so it's going to be a lot of lightning and thundering and raining and being real nasty cans outside. Now, when it rains lightnings and thunderings, down towards our way, that's when all the jackals and the king of the jackals, when they come to town, because I think that they like that. I think they enjoy that sensation. So we all just kind of hide when that happens, but we are very small and you all are very big.
You don't have a problem with us fighting them in here if they come in here, right? I can't help but note that with it storming outside, that maybe it wouldn't be very safe for us to be standing out there fighting.
It would not be safe for you to fight them in here because do you all use any guns?
Typically.
Yeah, we hide in the walls. So if you go blasting, then you'll be killing a lot of our townsfolk here inside the walls.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Well, how about you guys just don't hide in the walls in here?
Yeah, here's the thing. That's the only place we can hide. That's the only place that we're physically capable of hiding is up in the walls, or else nothing else is a real good hiding spot. You know what I mean?
Well, Frankie is a really good shot. He's not going to just let bullets fly everywhere. He will be very, very judicious with his ammo, and I throw throwing knives
if it wasn't a lightning storm, then we could be up on the roof. I had this whole idea. We were going to use our robot drone as kind of bait. It's just I just don't think it's going to work today, guys. I know they're coming here and everything, but this is...
Okay.
Isn't what I had planned.
Hold on. Mr. Squirrel...
Might just have to adapt.
Mr. Squirrel, are there any other buildings or structures or underground areas that are not this building where we could set up some kind of ambush? Like, is there a like any nearby buildings or like a cave or something?
I'll tell you what we got. We've got an empty facade that's like a few different wooden beams that are strung. It's like they almost built something here. Right now, you're in the saloon. We've also got the general store and the inn. Now, it's also funny that we have an inn because there's actually no beds in here. So this was the most comfortable place to sleep. Don't go thinking me wrong. I'm not suggesting that, but we don't actually have any beds in the inn because they didn't install any when they started building this town. So... the only other place would be, I guess, the whale, but you all kind of know what's down there, I assume.
Last time I was down there, it was a lot of water, which is not ideal in a lightning storm.
Definitely not.
Wait, so are these jackals, like, immune to the lightning?
That's a good question. I wouldn't see why they would be immune.
We could, like, Ben Franklin them, you know? You know what I'm saying?
Put them on a kite and fly in a lightning storm.
Yeah. No. Like, well, you know, we get something that, like, not a kite, maybe just a big metal pole.
And like a big metal pole.
That draws the lightning.
Punchy.
Okay, so a lightning
rod. This is exactly the plan that you were telling me was too complicated. The giant monolith that struck Abel with lightning is a giant metal pole. And I was going to use the pheromones to get them to the thing, and then the lightning strike. I don't think the pheromones and the rain is going to work is the problem, though.
Right, so
you know what,
hear me out.
You know what we
Yesterday,
need?
It was not a good plan. Today, due to new events, perhaps that plan is better. Okay, pheromones, not going to work. So maybe we can't draw them to the monolith. Maybe we just need a big pole located right outside a place we know they're going to come, right here into this weirdo saloon. And we just, you know, we use that to draw the lightning. Maybe we try to corral the jackals and we get them all like, get them all lightninged. Or the lightning rod, that's kind of like a lightning deflector. And you don't have to worry about getting struck by lightning. You can stay on the roof like you wanted to and just pick them off. Bang, 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 as they come up.
So, Mr. Squirrel, are there, like, any chain link fences, any large, like, flat pieces of metal around? Maybe we can build ourselves, like, a Faraday cage or something that will, like, protect us from the lightning.
I mean, I've got some frag mines. Definitely, for sure,
that
I've got some frag mines.
That will do probably the opposite of protecting us. However, the frag mines seem like that might actually be useful. What do you guys think?
I could think of a use or two for the frag mines, yeah.
There are 20 caps a pop, frag mines, yep.
There it is.
Oof, this guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of credit?
What? How many...
That to me.
How many people are in the walls right now?
A number.
Okay. Elaborate.
Number of people? Zero people in the walls, but a number of squirrels are... Where do you think we live?
Well, in the walls, you told me in the walls, you stay in the walls. How many squirrel folk are in the walls right now?
In the three buildings, all together, probably 100.
100?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in this building, would you say a third of that?
Yeah, a third of that would be about right.
You say a third of that. So, okay. Y'all aren't very big, are you?
I mean,
y'all are just little guys.
I'm just a little guy.
Yeah.
You're just a little guy.
Yeah.
Little guy. Probably just a tiny little morsel for some of these jackals.
That's the issue. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I look at this jackal that we just took down, how big is this jackal compared to me? This is... out of character. How big's the jackal?
The jackal, I mean, think about like a wolf.
So,
like a dire wolf, not as tall as you,
but a mutant hound, more meaty. Okay. So, Mr. Squirrelfolk, if let's say 3-4 half dozen of these jackals made it in here, how well do you all think you'd fare?
Well, I mean, the hiding in the walls usually works for us. If we just hide in the walls.
If it doesn't, what if they get in the walls? How many of you will those jackals slaughter? Okay. Will they stop?
You've mentioned before that the jackals go after your babies because they like the sound. They can hear the sound of squirrel babies. So that means when you hide in the walls, they listen to see where they can hear where the babies are, and then they dig a hole in the wall. The babies out and eat them, don't they?
I mean, it really sounds like you need as much.
There's a lot of trauma right now.
No, there is a lot of trauma, and it's coming for you right now.
And you know what?
There's a lightning storm. You're bringing in your metal. These creatures are coming right now, and you need to do everything in your power to protect you and your babies.
And that includes deploying those fragments.
If not, it sounds like you're just feeding jackals babies.
What are you saving them for if it isn't to protect your people?
Charisma plus speech for a difficulty 2.
Can I give him an assist on this?
Yeah.
Can I also give him an assist? I have.
You haven't talked to these squirrels in this instance, so I'm saying no.
No. That's why I'm hanging too.
Just a note. Okay, I'm not going to.
You know what? I will spend the luck point since she.
I gave him 1. Yes.
You have 0 in speech.
Yes. Wow. Yes, I am not good at speaking. Good.
No. Did you change that from?
No. Hazel has always had really, really low charisma.
I didn't need high charisma.
We had somebody to talk for us.
With all those high rolls, you only get 1 success here.
Yep.
The squirrel's gonna look at you and say, "So what kind of price do you think we should set these at, then?"
How valuable is the life of you and your babies? Can you set a price on you and your babies? Do you want me to set a price on you and your babies? Are you available for sale? I'd buy half a dozen of you at the very least. Good return on investment there. How much do you think your life is worth?
While you guys are talking, Frankie has gotten the pelt and he's kind of like put his hand through it. So it's like when he opens and closes his hand, it's like the mouth opens and closes.
That is messed up.
And he's kind of gotten close to the squirrel at this point. And as Abel's talking, he's just kind of chomping the mouth closer and closer to the squirrel to really drive home the point.
Yeah, fine. These can be 15 caps, I suppose. 15 caps is fine. So you see, what you don't understand...
That's all you value your life for. Wow.
We're already going to pay you. Why are we going to pay you for the King of Jackals? You're already going to get paid.
I'm not asking to be paid. Why are you asking us to buy supplies that you own that you could be using to save your own life?
I mean, isn't this how you people want to be?
Do you not value your own life? What do you think I'm going to do? Take these fragments and just like juggle them like some circus clown? I'm asking you to do yourself a favor and protect yourself from these creatures if they are truly a threat.
I'll tell you what we'll do. What we'll do, and this is the final offer, and this is what's going to happen to these fragments, all right? If you want those fragments set, the squirrels are going to do them, and we'll pick and we'll choose, and you'll just have to be happy with that. Because, frankly, I don't like the attitude you're giving me right now. You're giving me a lot of attitude right now, and I don't think I deserve that, especially for having to deal with you people all the time. Know what I mean?
I know I really wanted to hunt the King of the Jackals, but this squirrel's kind of being a dick. Do you guys just want to leave?
No. I don't want to leave. As a matter of fact, I want to fight in this building.
Just let all the squirrels.
And I want you to be weapons free the entire time and let the chips fall where they may. They don't value their lives.
At this point, this
we, has been, gonna... we have all been given a gift and they are squandering it.
At this point, all of the squirrels run into, like, they've run away from you. Like, they realize that you all are aggressive with them, and they run away from you.
Excellent. One less problem. Okay, now we have a safe place. Wooden building.
They're going to hide in the walls?
What kind of... I know, stupid.
Amazing negotiation skills there, gentlemen.
See, this is why when I usually see the squirrels, we just make squirrels stew. We got
what we wanted. Have they vacated the building?
I don't know. They're living in the walls and such. And who's going to pay us when all this is done if we're not on friendly terms with the little furry guys?
Doesn't matter. Honest. They've got fragmines in here for 20 caps a pop.
I'll be honest. Why don't we just look for the fragmines ourselves? They're squirrels. They just ran away. And I didn't see any of them carrying fragmines.
That's a pretty good point. Yeah, they got
to
have.
Also, we need to prepare. Okay, so is this our stand? Is this where we're hanging out? I like it in here. It's kind of dry.
So yeah. Hold on. Let's think this through really quick. I know we're running out of time. So, he said that all they had built for these buildings were these facades, were these walls. Why did they, in the middle of wherever this is, why did they just build a bunch of facades? I don't see anything that tells me that they filmed movies here or TV shows. Why did they build a facade? There might be something. Maybe there's something that this is built on top of, that this was kind of hiding, that the squirrels just either never knew about or couldn't get into, because, you know, maybe a vault or a basement or a storage, even a storage area, someplace more secure than these ridiculous wooden walls.
Miss Greenglass, squirrels can get into a lot of stuff. We used to just build shit.
We'd build giant chairs next to roads, the world's largest ball of twine in Minnesota. We used to just build things. We used to be a proper country. This could just be nothing. This could have been some tire baron's, like, Sunday project. Who knows?
Maybe,
everything was a conspiracy back then. Only a lot of things.
I don't know. From what I've seen of a lot of the vaults, a lot of people assumed there wouldn't be a conspiracy, and then there absolutely was. But let me ask you this. Building this took money and time. So chances are pretty good whoever built this had a way to make some kind of profit back from it.
Yeah, but they didn't finish it. So did they?
Miss Greenglass,
it seems like they ran out of money.
My brother taught me a little trick.
Okay.
And this trick was called now problems and later problems.
Right.
So the jackals
are
a now problem. And why we are in a fake building is a later problem.
Well, unless... okay, so then what we need, if this is what we're stuck with, a flimsy wooden building. We need a defensible space in here then. Can we use the bar for cover, do you think? Is it sturdy enough for us to take cover behind? I mean, it's supported my weight, but...
Is the bar sturdy enough to, like, take cover behind? Like, is it flimsy? Is it built to a movie production standard or a bar standard?
I think movie production standard. But it's not like it is cover, but it's not cover. It's not like a steel beam or, you know, what have you.
It would obstruct a view.
But luckily, the jackals aren't firing guns.
Yeah, it's more concealment than cover.
Chew through it, unless they really gnaw on it sometime.
Right. This isn't POW World. The jackals don't have guns. The death claws don't have guns. At least not yet.
It'd probably be a strength unarmed check for them to gnaw through. Well, body, I guess, to gnaw through.
So I don't know. I can do an intelligence check on them, see if they can get some guns, you know?
This is POW World.
Can we take a look around to see if the squirrels left anything of use since they bolted?
Yeah, do a perception plus survival check for a difficulty 2. And each of you can roll that if you want to look around for stuff. And I'm going to be able to, based on your results, I'll be able to do something. The games work, I guess.
Sorry, was that perception and survival?
Yeah, for difficulty 2.
If Abel's rolling this high in combat, God help us.
Yeah, Frankie got a 5 and a 14 for 1 success. And Abel got a 12 and a 19 for 0 successes. And Michael got, that would be Punchy got a 11 Punchy. And a 10 for 0 successes. And that's And then Hazel got a 8 and a 19 for 1 success. And that's you all look around and you find one fragmine.
These damn squirrels.
Y'all one fragmine.
It'd be funny, Frankie, if you put that in the pelt. And they'd be like, oh no, one of our fallen brethren. And unless you really like the pelt. I don't know if you like the pelt or not.
It's not a terrible idea. There'll
be a lot of pelts left over.
We could turn one pelt into many pelts.
Return on investment, right?
That's true. You're making a lot of good points. Well, everyone, this isn't how I thought this was going to go. I thought we would be up on the roof and kind of be like this fun little...
We can still do the lightning rod. I think it's a solid plan.
You found a fragmine. Like, that's useful equipment. Like, okay. You can metal.
Do they have their little cups? And their rain gathering cups?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they like the like metal, like army, little like 8 ounce mug type thing, like your little mess kit?
Pretty much. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So someone could like make a necklace. I say a necklace, but basically just take some like rope or something, go through all the handles, and make a lightning attracting doohickey that could be tossed somewhere.
Okay, all right. I like where this is going. Do we have any pieces of rope or cording?
Something? Oh, I do have rope.
Okay, can we make up a couple of? If we can make up at least 2 or 3, like bolos with pieces of metal at the end. If I can throw these things and wrap them around something outside the door, it might attract the lightning to them, and it'll cause them to go down before they can make it inside.
I
have two things. I have the rope to do that, and I have iguana on a stick as like bait.
I think we're going to be plenty of bait as it is, but the only problem is anything that gets inside the door, somebody else has to take it down. I'm not good in close range. I can throw these things while they're still outside and maybe get them to attract enough lightning to at least distract them, possibly kill them. But if they make it inside the building, somebody else has to either push them back or take them down.
More than one entrance to this place?
There's just the saloon door. So there's one entrance with 2 windows that you could on either side that you could, there's 2 windows. I'll give it that.
So
have an escape plan.
Nah, we really don't. And honestly, if the storm's outside, there's no place to escape to.
So why don't we do
this? We've escaped.
You make your bolo. Mm-hmm. We'll try that. The frag mine, I don't know, by the front door? Does anyone have a better suggestion?
We'll put the frag mine out there, and when enough of them are around it, you shoot it and set it off. Will snipe them from the doorway, and anything that makes it inside, these two will take it down close range.
Love it.
Yeah. I like it.
Although, Punchy, you still kind of look a little half dead, so maybe like hang back.
Yeah, actually, Punchy, hang back a lot.
I
got my robot
repair kits. I am juiced up. I am
right,
ready.
But Punchy, you're also made of metal. We don't want you anywhere near the door. You are a giant lightning rod.
I will hang out. Oh, are there tables and like chairs all in this booths?
Yeah, there's like booths, tables, chairs. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting definite support your local sheriff vibes here.
Okay, so we're putting the frag mine at the front door, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we have some time, I suggest we stack up some tables and chairs to create kind of a corridor from the front entrance to kind of block their way. So they come to the front door. They have to come into the bar a little bit more. We kind of like a tunnel. We kind of tunnel them. So they're coming in. They're kind of bunched up. And that way, Abel and I can just pow, 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 get them. Less like them jumping around. Easier to aim. Just corridor them, make a little kill tunnel.
Okay.
We just got to move some tables and chairs.
If you will look at your Roll20 screen, I actually have a small map of the area. It's kind of the tactical map that you would use. And if you're, what I'm saying is you're placing a frag mine kind of outside the door, kind of right where I've made that X. You see that?
Are we at the saloon, though?
Oh, yeah, you're at the saloon. Excuse me.
Yeah,
I'll move
not
that.
Not the inn.
Do you see it? You see any other markers?
There we go.
It's general store. My eyes are terrible.
So, Frankie, are you planning on arming the mine, or are you just going to shoot it to trigger it?
I think we can just shoot it. Yeah. Okay. I think maybe the kill tunnel.
So, like, if you set it up like a bullseye, so instead of, like, yes, laying it on the ground, set up like a bullseye, if we've got, like, a spare box or chair or something to prop it up, it obscures what they can see. But you have a very clear, big yes target.
Should we construct the metal bolo? Or is that something we can just do?
All I need is something. Yeah.
That'll be an intelligence plus repair for difficulty 2. If you can, I would say you can craft. I'll tell you what I do. Think of it as difficulty 5, and for every difficulty success, I will give you the bolos, and they can just act kind of like how bolos do, but they will have the metal effect as well.
Okay.
So I would say difficulty 5, and then for every success, I will give you up to 5 bolos.
All right. Would it be fair for
Hazel and I to both roll for that while the other two are moving the boots?
We've currently got 2 action points. So if you want to spend an action point, that'll give you an extra d20.
Yep. Yeah, I'll go for it.
Hey, I got 3 of them.
Okay, then I'll just roll for...
And a luck point. Then.
Oh, we got all 5.
Yep.
Nice. So you got 5 5 of those little guys you can throw at the people. We'll probably do 1 CD, I would say, and it would be a throwing weapon. So I can... If you want me to add that to your character sheet, Hazel, I can.
I figure that it's probably going to behave kind of the same way those Mardi Gras beads did, with the added effect that if there's lightning in the area, it can attract the lightning.
Yes, that's pretty much what I'm going to do, is I'm going to call them the pan bolos.
Yeah.
And they're going to be
tan bolos.
It's perception plus throwing for your throwing, right?
Agility.
Lightning.
Yeah, well, conductor. My perception and my agility are both 4, so.
So the key with these is they will do 3 damage per each, but in order to get the effect of, oh, they are conducting, you're gonna need to roll a like vault boy head, the effect to incur the infect, or else they could just be like rusty cans, and then you're like, oh,
okay. And but it'll still take them what, and it, they'll still have to untangle themselves from it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So they'll be stunned. Well, they'll proc stun, and then so they won't have to untangle themselves, but they will be proc stun. And be lightning conductory.
Yeah, I'm hoping that if one lightning bolt was enough to almost take down Abel, I'm hoping that if we do manage to get even one or two of these things struck with lightning, that it will finish the job for us.
Does this saloon have a second story, it looks like? There's windows on the second
the
story.
Saloon has the saloon does not have a second story, but the like that is a piece of the facade. Like I would say that they have enough. Like if you think about a movie set, like they would have enough for the saloon area, but not the second floor. They would just have that be.
Is there like a like one of those like wagon wheel lamps like hanging in the middle of the saloon that maybe Frankie could just get up on top of and snipe from?
Spend a luck point for that one.
All right, I have. Yeah, I'll do that. Look, there's some place up there you could get up high and shoot.
Well, I was also thinking I could just take the frag mine up there with me, and then when I see a big group of them, just arm it and kind of toss it down on top of them.
You know what? I will let you make that decision as long as you don't accidentally throw it at us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. What does it say here? It says
blast. If it has the blast quality, I can take it.
Has the what?
If it has the blast quality, I can take it.
It does have blast.
So I have padded armor. It gives me +2 to all damage resistances versus blast weapons. So if it comes down to it, like, okay,
so you take the mine. Punchy's got the death corridor.
Well, I might be better. I probably shouldn't have the mine. I'm better at throwing punches than I am explosives.
I have 0 in explosives. Like, I could shoot the thing.
That might be the best thing to do.
Yeah. Okay, then let's do that. We'll just still set it up. Well, I don't know. I can still snipe for a little bit and then come back down before they, like, gather, right? I mean, I have a long-range gun, so we have some time. Let's just do that. We'll stick with that.
I like.
So we'll prop it up beforehand, though, so when I come down, I can just... Bingo, bingo. Blast a mino.
Okay, so I know we aren't doing anything to try and avoid hurting the squirrels since they ran out, but it might be a good idea to place that frag grenade as close, or I should say as far away from the walls as possible, both for their benefit and for our benefit if we need to set it off.
Yeah,
if we've already had to fall all the way back behind the bar and the frag grenade goes off, I don't think it's going to protect us a whole lot, but it's better than standing right on top of it.
What are they going to do, evict us?
Well, that you don't take other people into consideration because of what might happen if you don't. Okay, well, let me rephrase that. You should, but if we want to have any kind of relationship with them afterwards that's not hostile, we need to at least try not to kill them while taking out their enemies.
They left.
They did leave.
They're going to come back.
Everything. Yeah, besides, they're going to come back, but we're not trying to spread the violence across their entire little fake town.
And the mine is outside the doors.
So they tried to chisel us on the frag grenades. It means that when this is all over, we can chisel them on the bounty. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we can't do that if we accidentally kill a whole bunch of them. So let's just keep that in mind.
God, it's Cheech Marin and Whoopi Goldberg.
It's a reference to the picture that I'm using for these tokens.
Oh my God. All right, let me switch screens here so I can understand what's going on there.
Yeah. Pay no mind to the man behind the curtain. Continue your planning. Do you all feel comfortable with your plan?
I think so.
Absolutely not, but I don't think we have a lot of choice.
I don't think we have any choice.
No. Okay.
I tried to run away. I think this is able one to say.
Okay, so there is one more thing to take into account. We are going to need to have our armor on, and it's metal, which means we need to stay far from the windows and the doors.
Speak for yourself. I have all leather.
I can take it.
As demonstrated.
And I'm staying inside.
Frankie, are you okay with going up, like, up in a, it's not exactly hide, but the perch up on the, chandelier?
Yeah, I think it's fine, because the facade is above me.
Yeah, you can actually fire out
tallest point.
Multiple windows then, but...
Yeah, I'm at the tallest point, so I think I'm okay.
Okay.
Just don't throw the metal at me.
No, that won't happen.
Meanwhile, in the streets.
All right, so Punchy stays back. Abel stays within melee range. I will throw out as many of these things as soon as I see these guys, so that hopefully the lightning strikes happen far away from us. And yeah, and Frankie gets high.
Also, speaking of getting high, I will take a Calmex whenever this pops off.
Ooh. Love it.
Yeah. So pretty much once you guys are done planning, it's going to pop off. So feel free to take your Calmex. So the way this is going to work is we're going to do XCOM style. What does that mean? XCOM style. That means that it will be the party.
We fail on 95%.
Yep. And you aim it right ahead. So what that means is, we're actually gonna, instead of like really figuring out the initiative order, it's just going to be you all have turns, major, minor action, everything. You can take them whenever you want, whatever feels more tactical to you. You all have that opportunity to do it, and then the enemy is going to move. Pretty much, and I'll give you this tip to kind of help you through this encounter. If you are in the rain and you have anything metal out, you will likely get, you may be struck by lightning. So if you have a weapon, like a gun, you can unequip it. You can put it away and you're fine. If you're wearing metal armor or something like that, you're going to have to take that off, unequip it. So that would be a minor action.
Breath of the Wild rules.
Oh yeah, baby, Breath of the Wild rules. So you're going to have to unequip that stuff for it to take an effect. So like if you're trying to shoot something, you may not want to use a minor action before you do that. You may want to fire and then store the rifle or whatever you're using to take that. Is everybody clear with kind of those, I guess, two things? XCOM rules, lightning strikes.
Affirmed.
All right, cool. The rain starts pouring down on the area. A group of the Rad Jackals has kind of descended into the area. By the way, the other thing I'll say is the squares account for range. So you're going to want to be beside them if you're going to attack them close range. You're going to want to be, I'm going to say 2 squares would be medium range. 4 squares would be long range. 6 squares, extra long range. And these jackals start circling the building. But kind of behind them is the king of the jackals, the Jackal King, a monstrous death claw that has almost kind of like a fur attached on certain areas. He has his claws are super long, and he's hulking, and this mixture of like scales, the fur is kind of like poking out between them, and he has these red eyes, and he seems to have a way of kind of like communicating with the jackals and kind of like huffs and just like, you know, parent stares, I suppose. The jackals themselves are those kind of large-sized, mangy mutts that you would expect. They have wide mouths that kind of like hang out. Their tongues are hanging out of their mouth. Their teeth are misshapen. The patchy fur all around. And they are circling the saloon. The rain hits the top of the roof, but then you hear a scuttering on the top of the roof. And you hear kind of a clunk, and then you hear nothing. And then all of the sudden, your teeth start to hurt as a lightning strike strikes down onto the roof of the saloon itself. Could you all please do a agility plus athletics for a difficulty 2 for me? All of you.
I like this. I am a big robot boy.
Oh
man,
he's big, he's robot, he's boy.